My name is Florian Haase. I'm the host of this podcast series, and I invite you to take a closer look at our firm. I will be talking to great colleagues from all over the world. More than 5,000 employees, more than 100 offices in roughly 50 countries. These figures are important because they define our strengths and global coverage. But after all, they are only figures. The aim of this series, however, is to introduce you to the people behind the services we offer, and the people that are united in achieving the best result for our clients. With me today is Vivian Yao from our Shanghai office in China. Welcome, Vivian.
Thank you, Florian. I'm a tax partner here, specialized in the tax service line. I'm leading the tax team here in China. We're dealing with all kinds of tax issues for mainly German companies, but also other European companies. We're doing tax compliance, advisory, tax due diligence. That sounds very interesting and then challenging. We do everything that we can offer.
Yes, I think, Vivian, since you mentioned that you're the head of tax of our China practice, our listeners will be particularly interested in learning how we have structured our business in China. What kind of services do we offer? How many colleagues do we have? How many offices? So maybe you can tell us about this first in general, but then with a special focus on taxation.
Sure. We have Beijing office, Shanghai, Guangzhou, which covered basically the whole China, and then plus also a Hong Kong office, a small one. Shanghai is our headquarter, and we also have an extended working station in Taicang, where a lot of German investor companies, they are quite interested in investing there. Altogether, we have 150 employees, I would say. Yeah, more than 150. 80%, they are located in Shanghai. We have lawyers, tax advisor, and CPAs working together in the office. We provide all kinds of tax services. It could be standard tax services, could also be a tailor-made services, depending on the request from the clients. I would say in recent years that we have the focus, for example, like a transfer pricing, also group reorganization because of the current COVID pandemic reason that many groups are considering to do some group structure. We also not only doing this from the domestic level, we also considering from the group level. That's why we're closely working with our head office, headquarter in Germany or in other countries like other offices to see how we can just provide the services to a client for the group benefit.
Mm-hmm. I think you already mentioned a lot of peculiarities that make Rödl & Partner very special. Yeah, you mentioned the interdisciplinary work, not only in Germany, but also in China. As you said, we have lawyers, we have auditors, we have tax specialists, but also we focus as a firm in general on the German Mittelstand, as we say, yeah, medium-sized companies that have investments abroad. Yeah, so as you said in the beginning, I guess as in all the Rödl countries, in maybe 80-90% of the cases, you advise the Chinese subsidiaries of German-based companies. Is that right? Or has there been some development also towards a more local business in China?
It's not really a local business. It's more like an outbound business currently we are developing. Like the Chinese, they are going to other countries to develop or some project basis where they have a PE, permanent establishment in the other country. This is commonly seen now that the Chinese big companies, they have projects in Europe, harbor, then where they need our services also in Europe. So, but typically, domestic company, I would say it's not our focus because we still focus on the German-based companies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You also said that, I mean, we, of course, have the bread and butter business, as we call it, BPO services, yeah, bookkeeping and the like, but also, I guess, general tax return audit services with respect to the ongoing business. But you also mentioned transfer pricing, which is a hot topic in international tax law in general, an evergreen, so to speak, and it has become more and more important in the last years. Do we have any other rare specialization in China, any kind of taxes that we specialize in apart from the bread and butter business?
Yeah, I would say that, as you mentioned, Jordan Partner is focusing on the German medium-sized companies. So actually, we are not specialized, for example, advanced pricing agreement application, for example, because those are the, you know, Chinese tax authority, they have limited resource. So they can only focus on those kind of application for the big multinational company, which is actually not our focus. So for that area, we did not have too much experience or projects involved. But interesting is 2 years ago that the Chinese authority also starts to open the door. They do offer some sort of simplified application. So here we are also thinking about probably we can catch up with that part.
Going back to our clients, is there any special business focus they have in China or any regional focus, or is that just, well, the whole range of possible cases? What do you see in your daily practice?
We picked Shanghai as the headquarter 26 years ago. I think as many German companies, medium-sized company, they sensed the business opportunity here. So in particular, I mean, close to Shanghai, we started with a lot of automotive clients. Nowadays, we have really a diversity of business sections, but the focus still always has been the German high-quality manufacturing, engineering, or other advanced technology area. For instance, I just read that the development of the electrical car, for example, that it's a hot topic in the China, northern part of China. I mean, this might be also a trend for the future development. It's changing. The world is changing.
Yes, I think that's quite correct, Vivian. The world is changing rapidly, and so is international tax law as well, as we see it at the moment because of the international discussions about a global minimum taxation, about the reallocation of taxing rights with respect to the digitalized economy. And I think from my perspective and the perspective of our clients here in Germany, China has its very own view on international tax law. Can you tell us and our listeners in particular, what are the main issues a German investor could face when he invests in China?
I think that when they want to invest, first of all, they need to know what they are dealing with. So that is very important to also for the investor to know the system, how the system works, like a tax system or the economic system. So to have an overview of the system, first of all, for example, like a VAT, many German investors would understand that the Chinese VAT should work in the same way like European VAT system, but actually not. It's completely different. It's also not connected at all. So there's nothing to credit or connect it. So those things are very important for the investor to know because they need to prepare business forecast. They need to understand how the VAT system works. Also to understand the compliance request. We have also a very unique VAT export VAT refund system, which sometimes is a headache for many German investors.
Would you say that VAT is even more important than income tax?
No, I would not say that. But the income tax, anyway, there's a double tax treaty. I still believe and I think our tax authority, they still follow the double tax treaty as much as they can to protect the taxpayers' benefits to avoid tax double taxation. But for VAT, it's more at the local level. So that is why I think for the German investors, they should get more aware of this kind of unique practice locally. For income tax, I think China is trying to catch up the also all the advanced countries practice, OECD. So I would say in the long run, income tax would become more and more developed. But VAT still remain on the domestic level to for quite a long time that for European investor, they need to spend much more effort to understand the Chinese VAT system.
In terms of income tax, so has China an income tax system for the whole of the country, or are there also local taxes that have to be taken into account?
I would say it's a nationwide system. So there's no special tax system in the specific provinces because they're all treated evenly. But of course, you know, China is a big country that they want to promote certain area or even certain industry like a high-tech knowledge. This is why that sometimes we see or we heard that there will be some tax incentive for the income tax granted locally. But it's not necessarily to be the difference of the tax system. It's more like incentive, local incentives. It's on the individual cases. Yeah.
You said so very nicely that the Chinese tax authorities try to follow the tax treaty as much as they can. What does that mean in practice? Because if I remember correctly, this nasty digital services tax that China has is not protected by the treaty, for instance.
Yeah, I think the current major problem also for the Chinese tax authorities, they need more cases. Because the law should be really based on solid cases where they can really say we have to do some development or amendment in the tax law. Because so far there are not too many, but we see that the trend is getting more and more cases that taxpayer would say, I have tax cases which I want to discuss with tax authority. With that development, I believe that in the next following years that there should be more reactions from the Chinese authority to say that we might have to do something here that with all those cases out there. Yeah.
So you really think that we should encourage our clients to bring up cases with respect to China?
That is true. I think that we should, if we see a chance that we can really present the evidence or documents to the client saying that we need to try to avoid the double taxation and then also discuss with the tax authority by presenting the double tax treating clause. We should do that, because also that's the way how our Chinese tax system would develop. If everyone just swallow the case and then dealing with the double taxation in Germany, I think there would not be any change in the Chinese tax system.
Mm-hmm. What is China's current view on the most recent development I already mentioned? So that is pillar one and two, the reallocation of taxing right in the digitalized economy and also the global minimum taxation initiative. What can you tell us about that?
I think in general it's quite positive, because I saw a lot of tax articles and also tax experts, officers, they have been talking about that. I think in general that China is highly interested and also focusing on those development. But I believe that the China also has a lot of other concerns and thoughts, which makes them also to be on the conservative side, to wait and watch. For instance, that I remember we discussed last time this permanent establishment of the service PE. This has been a lot of talks also whether the European tax authority wouldn't really accept the Chinese service PE definition. So, of course, that gives China also a lot of tax revenue, and they are also watching and us to see how they balance this along with the development with all this OECD guideline. But yeah, still, I would say it's a very positive sign. And also, I see that our tax authority always, they have a close monitoring of the development, and they send experts to talk to the European tax officer. And I believe that we will see some development soon.
Yeah, so I guess we have to see what future brings about for us and how China will position itself within the global economy on a legal side, on a tech side, and on a business side. Now, Vivian, towards the end, let's play a little game. I will name two terms each, and you have to answer spontaneously which one you prefer, maybe with a short explanation. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, let's start.
Okay.
Book or e-book?
Book.
Why?
I think ebook is for us in China. You know that Kindle already stopped serving Chinese customers. Probably that's the best reason.
It's a very practical reason.
I still think that I like the way to read the book.
Okay, next one, which is directly connected to that, lockdown or sundown?
No lockdown.
No.
I don't want to hear this term. Yes, please don't.
Okay. Cheese or chocolate?
Chocolate. Makes me happy.
Are there also Chinese chocolate producers?
Actually, we prefer Swiss chocolate.
Ah, of course. And last pair, home office or home run?
I guess I have to pick home office, because we have been doing home office for long. I'm getting used to this kind of style sometimes. I think it's also nice. To work for the company for almost 23 years, that is not common, but I really enjoyed every day. I joined Worden Partner when we only had 10 colleagues, and now till now we have 150 more colleagues. This company offered me really a nice platform, a flexibility to develop business. That is absolutely the key to success. With trust and guidance, if you ask me what makes the company special to me, for me, I would say I feel special here. And as everybody special feel themselves very special because they are unique with great potential.
Thanks very much. There's definitely nothing to add from my side. And time's up already. Many thanks for being on the show, Vivian. It was a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure.
Dear listeners, dear friends and clients, this was Tax Unplugged, a podcast series by Roedl & Partner. And at least now you all know whom to call when you're seeking tax advice with respect to China. Vivian Yao is the person to go to. That's all for the moment. All the best and talk to you soon.
This was Tax Unplugged, the Roedl Tax Podcast, where we take you behind the scenes of our firm. For more information, topic insights, and current events, visit roedl.com. We pave the way worldwide.